When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kennedy.
Yo.
From God's country, say good morning to Dante from Charlestown.
Good morning, Dante.
Hey, good morning, Kennedy. How's it going, guys?
It's going.
God's country, I say again, Charlestown.
Which is
Quincy. Isn't that right, Dante?
Yeah, the best.
He's like, yeah, sure, man.
Just, whatever you say, man.
I just want to play the game, Carson. Leave me alone. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure, think of that.
Thanks, yourself.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tied Kennedy, that is a loss for you, and she is now over in that soundproof studio. You ready?
Yep, let's go.
Team USA finished the Olympics with 40 gold medals, which was good for a first place tie with another country. Which country tied with the Americans?
China.
Question number two. Deadpool and Wolverine has made over $1 billion at the global box office so far. It is on its way to surpassing Joker's record to become the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time worldwide. Who starred as the Joker?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Today is National Middle Child Day. Name the Frankie Muniz-led sitcom about a gifted kid who's the middle child of a dysfunctional family.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Tom Cruise helped close out the Olympic Games by being lowered from the roof of the stadium and jumping out of a plane. There were performances by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Billie Eilish, and Snoop Dogg with Dr. Dre. Name this Chili Pepper song. Take a listen.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a problem. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels.
Name the song.
I don't know.
Question number five. Angela Bassett received a legend status from Disney this weekend for her contributions to the company. Bassett got her big break with her biopic portrayed. A portrayal of a famous singer known for her hit song, What's Love Got to Do With It? Name that singer.
Aretha Franklin.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! Dante's all business this morning.
He is. Dante, have we ever bumped into each other in our neighborhood of Charlestown there?
I don't think so.
No? All right. Well, I'm always down at the 99 drinking a nice lunch on tap. Come by and say hey.
All right.
Actually, not the 99. I don't know if they had lunch at the 99. Maybe it was a Monument. I'll see you there today, 2:00. Okay.
All right. Okay.
He's like, nope.
So, dude, I work for a living, but come on.
He's like, this is a weird trivia game. This guy keeps trying to hang out with me.
I'm looking for friends.
Carson got himself a new friend, but he lives too far away.
I know. I'm still auditioning for local friends. Kennedy, Dante got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Team USA finished the Olympics with 40 gold medals, which was good for a first-place tie with another country. Which country did they tie with?
China.
Basketball should count more than ping pong, so we win by default, I'm just saying.
Tied at 1.
I don't know. Did you watch the ping pong? It's hard.
Deadpool and Wolverine has made over $1 billion at the global box office. It's on its way to surpassing Joker's record to become the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time worldwide. Who starred as the Joker?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Tied at two. Today is National Middle Child Day. Name the Frankie Muniz-led sitcom about a gifted kid who is the middle child of a dysfunctional family.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Tied at three. Tom Cruise helped close out the Olympics with the most epic television ever. He was lowered from the roof of the stadium. He jumped out of a plane. There were performances by the Chili Peppers, Billie Eilish, and Snoop Dogg with Dr. Dre. Name this Red Hot Chili Peppers song. Take a listen.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels.
Name the song.
Is it Under the Bridge?
4-3, Angela Bassett received legend status from Disney this weekend for her contributions to the company. She got her big break with her biopic portrayal of a famous singer known for her hit song What's Love Got to Do With It. Name the singer.
Tina Turner.
Tina Turner. Woo! Not Aretha Franklin. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Dante, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening. Thank you for listening to the show, Mike.
All good. Thanks, guys.
All right, Dante, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Dante from Charlestown. I can't beat Kennedy.
God's country. You always say it's from God's
country.
We'll
see you at the 99.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Time for Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Kennedy, it is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
Say good morning to Christopher from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Thought we were going to have you in studio this morning, Christopher.
Yeah, I got a little confusing with, I have to go to New York for work, so
it didn't quite work out well. That's a long drive.
No worries at all. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. You're not going to win the cash this time. It's just bragging rights because this is Redemption Week. We are bringing back the five most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy and giving Kennedy a shot at redemption. What was the score when you beat Kennedy before, Christopher?
5-4.
Nice job. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively dominated the box office this weekend. Deadpool and Wolverine held the top spot at the domestic box office with $54.2 million. And Blake's It Ends With Us came in at a close second with $50 million. Ryan Reynolds used to be married to a different actress from 2008 to 2011. What's her name?
Scarlett Johansson.
Green Day is releasing a 20th anniversary edition of American Idiot. Who's the lead singer?
Joel Armstrong.
Question number three. Casey Affleck celebrating his 49th today. Casey won the Best Actor Oscar back in 2017 for which film that took place in New England?
Manchester by the Sea.
Question number four. Sir Mix-a-Lot turned 61 today. Finish the opening lyrics to Baby Got Back.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face,
you get sprung.
Dan, I think you missed an opportunity to have me read those lyrics.
Sir Mix-a-Lot was ahead of his time. Philosopher.
Question number five. Celine Dion is not happy that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are using My Heart Will Go On at rallies. The song is from which 1997 movie that was the highest grossing film of all time for 11 years?
That's a great one. Titanic. What a beautiful movie.
Well, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You remembered.
There it is. I get a gold star for the day. Kennedy, welcome back. I have Christopher from Hudson, New Hampshire, who defeated you once before.
Yes.
5-4.
Yes.
Got 4 out of 5 correct
well
this
done.
Time. These are tough. Ooh. You ready?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively dominated the box office this weekend. Deadpool and Wolverine held the top spot with $54.2 million, and Blake Lively's It Ends With Us came in at a close second with $50 million. Reynolds used to be married to a different actress from 2008 to 2011. What's her name?
Scarlett Johansson.
Tied at one. Green Day is releasing a 20th anniversary edition of American Idiot. Who's the lead singer?
Billy Joe Armstrong.
2-1. Casey Affleck celebrating his 49th today. He won the Best Actor Oscar back in 2017. For which film that took place in New England?
Manchester by the Sea?
3-2. Question number 4. Sir Mix-a-Lot celebrating his 61st today, Kennedy. Finished the opening lyrics to Baby Got Back.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face,
you get sprung.
Want to pull up tough.
Kennedy, I think producer Dan missed a moment there to have me read some of those lyrics.
I am confused as why we didn't start out with my God, Becky.
The LA face with the Oakland booty, Kennedy.
Indeed, indeed.
4-3. Question number 5. Celine Dion is not happy with Donald Trump and J.D. Vance as they are using My Heart Will Go On at rallies. It's an odd pick.
The choices are just...
It's an odd pick.
Get you pumped up.
Sure.
The song is from which 1997 movie that was the highest grossing film of all time for 11 years?
Titanic.
It was, in fact, Titanic. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win for Redemption Week. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Yes, redemption is, in fact, yours. Christopher, thank you for coming back. Unfortunately, we are not going to hang your number on the rafters this time.
But we had a good time.
We did have a good time.
I was going to throw the challenge flag on the Green Day question, but I really his middle name's Joe Armstrong, and I said Joel Armstrong, so I now feel like an American idiot after that one.
Oh,
so.
And he gets a joke in at the end. Let's go. You understood the assignment.
Christopher, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Chris, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
All right, let's get to Kevin Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Lauren from Rockland.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Lauren, I understand you're dropping your daughter off at camp.
I am.
What is your daughter's name, Lauren?
Her name is Lily.
Good morning, Lily.
Hi.
I have a question for you in a moment, Lily.
I was
okay?
Waiting for it.
All right, just hang on. Let's get through a little bit of this first. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Of course, if you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is in that soundproof booth. Question number 1: Back to the Future tops the list of feel good movies by Entertainment Weekly. Who plays Marty McFly in those movies?
Michael J. Fox.
Disney announced a bunch of new movies this weekend at their D22 Expo, including Frozen 3, Toy Story 5, and The Incredibles 3. Oh, a bunch of new stuff.
Yeah, a bunch of new movies.
What is the name of the kingdom in Frozen?
Lily, come on.
Lily's like, don't drag me into this, Mom.
Yeah, it starts with A.
It does.
Okay, question number 3. Elle King is not a big fan of her dad, Rob Schneider, and says she can go 4 or 5 years without talking to him. What is Elle King's breakout song that is still her biggest hit to date?
X's and O's.
Burning Man ticket sales are apparently sagging. What does Burning, or where, excuse me, which state does Burning Man take place in?
California.
And question number five, Jamie Lee Curtis received an honorary doctorate from the American Film Institute. In 2022, Curtis had a large role in a film about a Chinese immigrant who gets swept up into an adventure in which she alone can save existence by exploring other universes and connecting with the lives she could have led. Name the movie.
I have no idea.
I know.
It's
hard.
I did remember it's Arendelle for Frozen.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Lily, are you still there?
It's the moment of truth.
Lily, I have a question for you. Do you know what the question is? Does your camp have archery?
It does not.
When did you realize your mom was a terrible parent, Lily? Kennedy?
Yep.
Lauren got 2 out of 5 right.
All right.
My ding was a little soft. There we go.
Soft ding.
Soft ding.
Ding dysfunction.
Here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. Back to the Future tops the list of feel-good movies by Entertainment Weekly. Who plays Marty McFly in the series?
Michael J. Fox.
1-1. Disney announced a bunch of new movies this weekend at their D22 Expo, including Frozen 3, Toy Story 5, and The Incredibles 3. Shouldn't they have just announced a bunch of remakes or sequels?
Sequels, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So it pays the bills, man.
I'm a huge follower of Disney influencers, and let me tell you, I'm very excited.
What is the name of the kingdom in Frozen?
I'm not going to remember.
You were about to say Andorra, weren't you?
I was.
Arendelle is the correct answer. Tied at 1. Question number 3. Elle King is not a big fan of her dad, Rob Schneider, and says she can go 4 or 5 years without talking to him. What is Elle King's breakout song that is still her biggest hit to date?
X's and O's.
Tied at 2. Burning Man ticket sales are apparently sagging. Which state does Burning Man take place in?
California?
Nevada.
I wonder why they're sagging. People don't want to do LSD in the desert anymore?
It's so passe. Tied at 2, question number 5. Well, I think the fact that they're, like, expensive might be.
Yeah, I think it's gotten quite
Burning Man's turning into Coachella? Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis received an honorary doctorate from the American Film Institute. In 2022, Curtis had a large role in a film about a Chinese immigrant who gets swept up into an adventure in which she can alone save existence by exploring other universes and connecting with the lives she could have led. Name the movie.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Fantastic.
Hot dog fingers.
How can you do that? 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Lauren, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do really appreciate you and Lily listening to the show this morning.
We do.
Next year, Lily, make sure you put it in your contract that your summer camp has archery, okay?
Yeah.
Lauren, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
All right. This is Lauren from Rockland, and I cannot be Kennedy. But Lily and I also just wanted to say thank you to the Mix 104 crew because we won tickets to Noah Kahn, and we had the most amazing time. So
Aww. You're very welcome. You were going to say something,
Dan?
No?
No, I couldn't hear what she said, so I was going to pass.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.